William Buick is online from Godolphin right now. There is a slight delay on a UK number. William, good morning to you. And I know that you've ridden the slipper contenders, and at this stage, you're still a bit undecided.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I am. But look, we had a good morning in Osborne Park, and both the horses had a very good morning. Both worked very well, and obviously we had a wet morning, so they were on the wet grass, and they seemed to handle it pretty well. Because obviously now you'd have to consider Saturday to be a wet track, so that's a bonus. But no, like you said, I haven't entirely made my mind up yet, but in my own mind, I'm probably leaning towards trekking.
Okay, just take us through your thoughts then on did you ride them both this morning?
I rode them both this morning, yeah. And okay. Like I said, look, there's off this morning, it'll be very, very hard to split them. And on form as well, again, very hard to split them. Just I kind of have to go on my gut feeling. And like I said, I haven't entirely made my mind up yet, but I'm heading towards trekking.
Okay. So the question would be, if you end up that way, why are you thinking trekking?
He's obviously more unexposed. He hasn't really ran as many times as Veronillo. They seem like two quite different horses. Veronillo would be, in my opinion, seems like more of a grinder. Trekking is maybe sharper, a little bit more burst of speed. But they're both very nice horses, both great attitudes. So I mean, whichever one I choose, I'm prepared. It could be the wrong decision.
Yeah, it's hard for jockeys too when it comes down to this. And I reckon John O'Shea, he'd be going, no, William, you just make the decision so I don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I'm getting great guidance from John and the team. And they're always great when I come over. And, you know, they're obviously a great help to me.
And just on James Doyle, has he been some assistance given that he would have been on these two?
James has been great. Obviously, he's had a head start on me over here. He's been here a while now, and he's settled in well. And he obviously he's ridden both of them. But again, he's kind of with the same opinion as I am. There's not an awful lot between them.
Yeah, understand. Well, you know, you look at these two, and they're outsiders, which is a surprise. But you just never know if everything falls into place, barrier draws, and things like that. Particularly as you mentioned, trekking just looks to have those few gears that he can come hard.
Absolutely, and also the barrier is hugely important. My previous experience riding in the race, which has only been once, basically the barrier and how you get away from the barrier and what position you get early on is the deciding factor of the race. And I gather the favourite this year is a front runner, a horse that likes to be close. So, you know, you probably wouldn't give away too much ground. At the same time, the dynamic of the race might change with the ground being soft as well, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you started well on Saturday, mate, with a couple of winners. We see you on Saturday, and then it's back to Dubai for World Cup night?
Yeah, I'm heading back that night, Saturday night, and then getting ready for World Cup on the 25th, the following Saturday. So, I've got a bit of action, and looking forward to it.
Well, mate, we always like to see your talents. Sad for James Doyle that he's not going to be back for another 2 or 3 weeks, but let's hope he does get back ASAP. Good luck with the week ahead. It is an exciting one for us here in Australia.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.